Graphics Experts.
See website for license details.
Science, it's mycomputercareer.eu.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They have found the black boxes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, which could help investigators, including those from the U.S. and Boeing, figure out why an Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed yesterday, killing all 157 people on board, eight of them Americans. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, Ethiopian Airlines saying both the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder have been recovered from the crash site just outside of Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, although there are reports at least one recorder is damaged. Meanwhile, aviation authorities in China and Indonesia instructing airlines to ground fleets of the model involved, the Boeing 737 MAX 8. Ethiopian Airlines and Cayman Airways are doing the same. This is the second time a MAX 8 has crashed in the past 5 months. Dave.
Simon, Malaysia has set free an Indonesian woman who had been charged in the murder of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. She claims she thought covering Kim Jong-nam's face with a cloth that had a nerve agent on it at an airport was part of a prank for a reality TV show. A second woman is still on trial for his murder. The White House will send to Congress this morning its 2020 budget proposal, which could set up another showdown with Democrats.
The whole issue of the wall and border security is of paramount importance. We have a crisis down there. I think the president has made that case very effectively.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
The president's budget seeks $8.6 billion in new border wall funding. The new request would pave the way to complete the 722 miles of barrier President Trump promised on the U.S.-Mexico border. The president is also asking for a 5% cut across the board on all domestic spending and funds to establish the Space Force as a new branch of the military.
Fox's Richard Jordan, the chairman of the House Budget Committee, is already calling the proposal dangerous, and Democratic leaders of Congress say, and again, trying to fund the wall could lead to another government shutdown, adding they hope the president learned his lesson. This is Fox News.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The Senate could this week join the House passing a resolution attempting to block President Trump's national emergency declaration that would reallocate money to build more wall at the border. At least four Republicans plan to vote for it, though the president has vowed to issue his first veto. He maintains there's a crisis. His critics call it manufactured.
The Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, along with the Border Patrol chief, argued that while apprehension numbers might be down, they are rising quickly, and it's the kind of people who are coming. They're no longer single Mexicans who can simply be returned to Mexico, but families and children from Central America, many of whom are claiming asylum.
These increases in traffic are a direct response from smugglers and migrants to the vulnerabilities in our legal system. These weaknesses in our immigration laws and accumulated court rulings now represent the most significant factors impacting border security.
CBP Commissioner Kevin McAleenan says Congress needs to pass new legislation addressing asylum along with how to keep families detained together. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A high school baseball coach is dead in Florida, electrocuted yesterday trying to install a new scoreboard at a baseball field in Liberty County to replace one destroyed by a hurricane. His wife rushed to his aid. She was also electrocuted. Their son was injured. In Arizona, a woman's lucky she wasn't killed, going a little too far to a zoo trying to get a selfie.
The Wildlife World Zoo just west of Phoenix says a lady got a little too close to the animals while taking photos, and she was attacked by a jaguar. The zoo says the woman crossed a barrier that separates visitors from the animals. The victim, whose identity remains private, was rushed to the hospital with cuts to her arms and hand. The jaguar never got out of its enclosure, so will not be put down. The zoo says the case will be fully investigated. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could plunge. Dow futures down nearly 200 points ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A non-binding poll to see if University of Illinois students want the mascot of Alma Otter has failed. The idea of introducing a new mascot has been circulating for a while, since the university stopped using the Chief Illiniwek in 2007. The Alma Otter referendum question failed, with 3,800 students voting no and 3,500 students voting yes. An Illinois sheriff is warning people about a phone scam you should be aware of. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says residents are reporting getting an unsolicited phone call from someone claiming to be a representative from Apple Inc., warning them that their device or iCloud account has been compromised. The caller then asks for personal information like usernames and passwords. The recipient's caller ID shows the calls are coming from Apple, but Apple says its service representatives never ask customers for such personal information. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Do you avoid going through the drive-thru windows because you have to open your door to place your order? Is the dog wanting the window down to get the spring air in his face? Are the kids embarrassed by the rock chips in the windshield? We'll make the family happy and spring into getting it all fixed. Call American Eagle Auto Glass at 443-GLASS. Their certified technicians can repair your window regulator, fix your rock chips, or replace any needed auto glass. American Eagle Auto Glass, 443-4527. Clearly the right choice.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Nyan Ducey.
Up to 46, down to 26. Partly cloudy conditions expected today. Up to around 50 tomorrow, down to around 41. More clouds. Morning showers, windy conditions, but a high 62 expected on Wednesday. Right now, the temperature's at 30. ESPN 93.5.
Well, we're going to talk to our buddy Alan Sachs. That's coming up. ESPN 93.5. It is Monday morning. Illinois plays at Penn State yesterday and loses. Good first half. We were winning by one. And then Penn State kind of rolled us in the second half. So off we go. We play Wednesday. We didn't want that, but yeah, whatever. We play Wednesday at 8 p.m. against the Northwestern Wildcats. It's the 11 against the 14 in the Big Ten tournament. And then if we win, we play Iowa. So, you know, yeah, let's win a couple. We'll do that. Talk a little more here in just a moment. Our friend on Monday, Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. How are you, my friend?
We had a storm here last night, and the electricity went off for a couple of hours, and I thought I was in Caracas.
Oh, man. The lights are out down there, right?
It is, and it's scary. I was, you're here, and all the electricity's out, and I literally thought, oh, my God, thank goodness I'm not in Caracas.
Well, I mean, now it's getting really, really bad, falling apart. Looters are out. I mean, everybody who would have a weapon or could find a weapon probably has one. So it's a bad place to be. It's just a complete meltdown. We've tried to send help. They've kind of refuted and rebutted all that, right?
And a lot of my students believe that we're the cause of the whole mess.
Yeah.
I raised the issue. I said, if you want to see socialism, there it is. And, oh, no, there's a couple of students on the hard left. The United States did it with our embargoes. I have no idea if we'd embargoed anything years ago from Venezuela. I know we bought gobs of oil from them, but that's how the students are these days.
Well,
everything is the United States' fault.
Well, here's a poll of millennials and Gen Z. These are folks that are, you know, younger, and 73% say the government should run health care. Now,
surprising.
As much as we
complain about, you know, the DMV and some other government-run things. How does this all equate? The government should provide tuition. That's at 67%. Half the country, Alan, the younger folks, the people you're around, want socialism. I would argue that's because they don't know what that is.
You know what the question is, or not the question. The answer is, how did this happen? Our public school system. I'm going to blame it on our public school system from kindergarten all the way through college. That's what they've been taught. One of my students told me about a year or two ago, my English teacher said socialism's pretty good. My English teacher told me socialism is pretty good.
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't want to, you know, criticize our English teacher, whoever that may have been, but that's where they get this stuff from.
Yeah, but don't you... They don't get it. I don't think
they don't get it.
They don't know about what that means. They don't know that there's a ruling class still deciding on you. It's a demotivating system that essentially allows folks to do nothing and get half of what you get. I mean,
you're exactly right. And the ruling class, as we learned when the old Soviet Union fell apart, the ruling class lives like kings and queens, and the rest of the people live like peasants.
There's a movie series called The Hunger Games, and it's exactly right. There's a few that live at the top, and the rest are in poverty. Maybe the students don't understand.
They don't understand it. I mean, literally, I think our public schools, it's the villain. The public schools, the institutions that we've created to enhance American life and American values are corrupting it. That's pretty strong talk on an early morning. But I believe that's exactly it.
All right, so what do you think happens from all this? Are we going to elect Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, or somebody like that?
Well, we're going to elect some of them. They had in Austin, Texas, and I'm acquainted with it because I've been there, something called South by Southwest. Austin is a very, very liberal town. And many of the Democratic candidates went down there to talk about how wonderful they were. And the AOC, I love that, AOC was there saying that FDR was a racist, Ronald Reagan was a racist, capitalism is irredeemable, and they get standing ovations.
I don't know. What do you think? Is anything going to change besides actually going through something bad?
I don't know. I'm really in a terrible funk. Because of this, I keep thinking the same thing. And God forbid if our economy falters badly, these individuals will be listened to.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to see, we're seeing the results of this Ilhan Omar and AOC and some of the radicals that are coming into our Congress. And certainly, I do think Nancy Pelosi's lost control of her party. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely correct. What has happened to the Democratic Party where they welcome and elect people like Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib? I mean, the Democratic Party used to be a strong party. I come out of a strong Christian background, but it doesn't matter what I am. But the Jewish Americans were the pillars, the backbone, and still are in many ways, of the Democratic Party. And they're still there. I keep thinking, what is wrong with them?
Yeah, I never quite understood why the Jewish community is always lined up with Democrats. I really don't.
Not anymore. At one time, I could understand it. I could understand it because the Jewish community has a very strong social justice thing to it. But enough is enough. Now, the people in the Democratic Party want to literally beat them up. It is that bad.
Well, it's certainly the anti-Semitic stuff. I mean, it's a head shaker. And then AOC criticizes Barack Obama? What?
I know. And also Franklin Roosevelt.
What, was it her or Ilhan Omar that it criticized? Maybe it was Ilhan Omar criticized.
Yeah, they're all about the same.
Well, it's pretty far left. And here the newest poll for the Democrats comes out, and Uncle Joe Biden is beating Bernie Sanders. How about that?
Well, that's at least Joe Biden is more of an old-time Democrat than these new Democrats that are coming along.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of relief.
Well, and you know what? He'll get beat up bad by the left, and then Joe will say something about it, too. He won't be afraid to at least criticize him when he knows he's not going to get the nomination, because I don't think the progressives will let Joe Biden win.
Well, It's difficult to know because we're entering a political era that I don't think we've seen easily since Vietnam, and probably even greater than Vietnam.
Well, we've had our ups and downs, Alan. I have faith we're still the best nation God has ever produced.
So, absolutely, but what has happened to the Democratic Party?
I don't know. I mean, when you can't have a conversation, when you can't have free speech under the auspices of you're a hater, we got issues. And we do have issues, there's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. But these young Democrats that were elected, and by the way, like AOC, was elected with 4% turnout.
Yeah, right. That's right. Is that all it was in Harlem? 4%?
I think it was like 4% turnout.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Alan, you're the best. We love chatting. Hang in there, my friend. You can do
it. I hope it gets better for everybody.
Thank you, sir.
I'm glad you're around, sir. Thank you very much.
Professor Alan Sachs. He's been teaching for 50 years. He's down at the University of Texas at Arlington, still hasn't retired.
Okay, then.
But he definitely is a little bit nervous and sad about what he's seen in his years as a professor. It's a quarter after ESPN 93.5. We jump to our sports headlines. Illinois loses in Happy Valley.
That's right. The final was 72-56. Now we wrap up the regular season at 11-20. First time we've seen 20 losses. Ugh.
Long time.
I know.
I mean, I've got to look at Wikipedia for that one.
And 11 seed going into the Big Ten tournament, taking on Northwestern, a 14 seed. Looks like tip-off will be 11 or 8 o'clock on Wednesday in that first round of the Big Ten tournament.
8 p.m., yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have number 21, Wisconsin over Ohio State yesterday, 73-67. On to NBA action, Detroit over the Bulls, 131-108. 76ers over the Pacers, 106-89. Also had Illinois baseball sweeping Grand Canyon University. That final was 9-2, now 10-3 on the season. That home opener comes our way Friday at 4 against SIU. On to racing, Kyle Busch wins at Avondale near Phoenix, and Arizona and the Blackhawks will be on ice tonight. That's essentially sports to this hour. I'm Diane Ducey.
Kind of looking, Illinois has been pretty good at basketball for a long time, and losing 20 is very unusual. I mean, I think Lon Kruger might have had one. Bill Self certainly didn't. Bruce Weber didn't. John Gross didn't lose 20.
I want to say this is the first.
No, I'm sure we've lost 20 somewhere. I have to look season by season. But anyway, it's disappointing. We've lost, you know, we had a nice little run there. What, we win 4 or 5 in a row?
Yeah.
And now we've lost 4 of the last 5.
Uh-huh.
We're going in against a Northwestern team that's lost 11 of their last 12. And then if we win, we play a team that's lost 4 in a row. So we're definitely in a nice track.
Right.
We have a chance to play Friday. I certainly hope we beat Northwestern. If we lose to Northwestern, I'm sorry. All of a sudden, it was like the movie Awakenings. With Robin Williams and Robert De Niro, where the guy was in the hospital and he's just, you know, catatonic and couldn't speak, and then he comes out of it and he speaks for a while and then he goes back. We were really good, and now we're back to where it was. It's a disappointing slide here. There is no spin in this. We don't look very energetic, or I don't know, maybe we're just too tired now or something, but I didn't think it was very good. I mean, we got crushed in the second half yesterday by like 17. So anyway, there it is. I tell you what I am. I'm optimistic for next year. I think we could be a darn good team and NCAA bound next year. I really do. I think we're going to be pretty good. We'll get a few rim protectors to help Georgie in there. And I think Illinois basketball, we saw a glimpse of what it could be. But if we lose to Northwestern, it's a bad finish. And it won't feel very good. At least we had what we had. I didn't expect us to do what we did. I didn't think we'd beat Maryland. Didn't think we'd beat Michigan State. So, I mean, we did some great things. But now this end-of-the-year thing is not very good.
Right.
So we hope we beat Northwestern. And I certainly think we can beat Iowa. Iowa's a mess right now. They lost 4 in a row. So then you'd go to Michigan, but who cares about that? That's all over the Friday. So we play Wednesday, hopefully Thursday. And it'll be a real, real good finish if we could win 2 times in the Big Ten. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 46 expected, partly cloudy, down to 26 this evening. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. High 50, low 41. Up inside 60 on Wednesday and Thursday. Morning showers, windy conditions expected on Wednesday. Partly cloudy on Thursday. Right now, the temperature's at 31 on ESPN 93.5.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com. If you want to talk anything about what we said with Alan Sachs, you're welcome to text us or anything else. Alma Otter fails at the ballot box. Is that coming up?
Okay. Gaskell has said this is the first ever 20-loss season.
We'll look at that. 359-2255, 359-2255, Texas Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, Boeing shares are sharply lower with new concerns about its Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane. The Ethiopian Airlines flight that crashed over the weekend, killing everyone on board, was a Boeing MAX. Southwest Airlines has the largest number of MAX planes among U.S. carriers, 31. The spokesman says Southwest has been in contact with Boeing and will continue to stay close to the investigation as it progresses, but it has no plans to change operations. Two tech companies are merging. NVIDIA is buying Israeli server and storage company Mellanox. The deal is valued at $6.9 billion. Auto companies Renault, Nissan, and Mitsubishi are said to be working on a new version of their alliance now that its creator, auto executive Carlos Ghosn, is awaiting trial in Japan on financial misconduct charges. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Candidates with Brett Baer. Each week, Fox's chief political anchor, Brett Baer, sits down with a panel of Fox News personalities and experts to bring you up-to-date information on potential 2020 presidential candidates.
I'm going to get me a beer.
The state of play.
Justice rings out for all.
And the possible path to victory.
Who's going to beat Donald Trump?
Subscribe now to The Candidates with Brett Baer, wherever you get your podcasts, or foxnewspodcasts.com.
Exclamation point.
Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If this world is sucking the life, strength, and joy out of you, seek strength through Jesus Christ. He gives us everything we need to have true joy in our life. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist.
Cindy Summers, and I'm voting for Mayor Deb Finan, who I have known for a lifetime. Deb is a great mayor and also a townie who understands our community and the people here. She has devoted her life to public service to make Champaign the best it can be.
Hi, my name is Michelle Wong, and I'm supporting Mayor Deb Finan because she cut through the red tape. She worked to modernize the liquor license to allow businesses like mine to serve a drink to customers while they're enjoying their services like having their nails done.
I am Councilmember Vanna Pianfetti, and I'm supporting Mayor Deb Finan because she is dedicated to helping other women succeed. I am so proud to be part of the first female majority on the Champaign City Council led by Mayor Finan.
I am Mayor Deb Finan. I'm proud to be endorsed by these ladies and the Champaign Firefighters Local 1260, the Illinois Realtor PAC, the AFL-CIO, and the Champaign County Chamber Business Empowered PAC. I'm asking for your vote on April 2nd.
Paid for by Citizens for Deb Frank Finan.
Do you avoid going through the drive-through windows because you have to open your door to place your order? Is the dog wanting the window down to get the spring air in his face? Are the kids embarrassed by the rock chips in the windshield? We'll make the family happy and spring into getting it all fixed. Call American Eagle Auto Glass at 443-GLASS. Their certified technicians can repair your window regulator, fix your rock chips, or replace any needed auto glass. American Eagle Auto Glass, 443-4527.
Okay.
Clearly the right choice.
Whether spoken or written, words have power. Although your real estate listing doesn't need to be a literary masterpiece to write, words can really help. Busey and their fabulous mortgage department has some tips. Busey Home Mortgage shares the following research from Zillow Digs. Homes with certain features can sell as much as 13% more than expected, nearly 60 days faster. Keywords, barn door. Really? Shaker cabinet. Farmhouse sink. Subway tile. Quartz, Craftsman, exposed brick, pendant light, frameless shower. What's a frameless shower?
I don't know.
Heated floors. Ding, ding, ding. I like that. Stayed in a place one time that had heated floors, and that was so nice.
Uh-huh.
150 years of unparalleled expertise. Put your trust in the strength of the Busey Home Mortgage. Whether it's your first home or dream home, Busey will find the financing that's best for you. Apply at BuseyMortgage.com. Visit any Busey location. 800-67-BUSEY today. Equal housing lender. Okay, is this the worst season ever for Illinois? Well, let's qualify that. It's the first time the University of Illinois basketball team has ever lost 20.
Right. You were doubting me.
But it's not the worst season.
Right.
We've had worse seasons. It's just that we picked up 15 more games along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Our percentage of winning is, what, 355 or something this year? In Harv Schmidt's final few years, before we got Gene Bartow, before we got Lou Henson, we were 5-18 and 8-18, which percentage-wise is worse than 11-20. So there. Put an asterisk on that one.
Okay, gotcha.
Put a cherry on top of that, baby.
There you go.
That's kind of discouraging, isn't it? First time we've ever lost 20. I didn't know that. I thought, what was the... I got to look up the Kruger years. I thought
Kruger had 18. Okay. Combs had an 18-loss season. Gross had a 19-loss season.
Nobody had 20, huh?
Nobody had 20.
Okay, well, fine, whatever. Then obviously nobody had a 21. We're going to have 21 but by the time it's over, right? So,
I think so.
No, 21 loss season.
Oh.
We have to have one more loss because the season's got in. Yeah, you were thinking 21 wins or something. All right, well, all you can do is try and snap it on and go back next year. Listen, again, isn't the arrow kind of optimistic? How could you not be excited about who's coming back? Andres Feliz? I think he's terrific. Io, I don't think he's going anywhere. I think Io DeSomo is a definite NBA player from my perspective. I'm just a fan, though. He's an NBA player. I just don't think it's now. I think another year or two, and he'll be a lottery pick. I think he's a big-time player. And then I think Georgie's the biggest surprise in Illinois basketball in a long time.
Yeah.
This is a guy we picked up because Rutgers didn't have a scholarship for him, and we took him. And Georgie Bishansvili has turned into a real heartbeat for this program. It's fun. He's good. If he gets some help inside with the Kofi Cockburn guy and this other guy, January, these are big 6'10", 6'11 people that'll come in and help.
Right.
So we're going to be... And then Trent Frazier, I'm not sure what happened there.
Right.
I don't get Kipper at all. I don't understand because he'll have flashes of greatness and then that's it.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard to... But I think we can be an outstanding basketball team next year. I think it's an NCAA, at least, you know, scaring the NCAA tournament next year. So there's hope. Okay. Let's see. 727 Senator Bill Brady for a few moments coming up. State Senator Bill Brady on some things. Should we legalize marijuana? Talking about that in the state. Looks like that's a slam dunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm against that. I've stated that on numerous occasions. And then the Alma Otter. Somebody came up with a cute name.
Yep.
I'll give you cute, but an otter? It's in the skunk family. An otter is in the badger family, the wolverine. Badger,
the weasels.
Well, badgers and wolverines have kicked the otter's butt. Why do you want that? And then the sea otter, albeit not the river otter, the sea otter sexually abuses baby sea lions.
I see.
You, in this day and age, do you want to go there?
Steve.
I'm serious. I looked up the history of the otter and said, what kind of animal do we have here? And obviously, it's not what we want to be.
Not a good representation of our fighting Illini.
No. We got it. My initial, I did give it cute, Alma Otter. It was cute.
Right.
But it might diminish the Alma Mater because that's a really cool thing we have.
Yeah, it is.
And then I also just wasn't impressed with a fuzzy little thing running around again.
Right.
That's just not us. We have to have more substance in that. And, I mean, I'm all for some kind of a, you know, the doughboy, the World War One soldier, the World War Two, something
right.
with some more meaning, because
right.
we've had that.
And you had suggested the hologram of the chief instead of the dance. Would that make people happier?
Just, you know, kind of honor
right.
soldiers And then maybe the hologram of just a chief.
Uh-huh.
That probably wouldn't work, but I mean, at least it would recognize and nod to our past. But the, no dancing, whatever. Something to say, you know what, that, you know, for those of us that respect that, and I think that's darn near all of us, anyway, that's probably not going to happen either. But an honor wasn't going to work for me. In fact, I talked to a pretty big donor over the weekend, said, and she was hot. She said, it diminishes alma mater. I'm done forever if they pick that up.
I see.
So that, I'm sure they don't want to hear that either.
Mm-mm.
Stand by. Senator Brady next. ESPN 93.5. Feel free to text in if you have any thoughts about what we talk about at all on the show. We'd love to hear from you. It's 359-2255. I have Styx tickets. Name that tune before the top of the hour.
Sounds good.
We'll play a song that you'll know, I think.
On March 30th, they're coming into the State Farm Center.
Yep. All right. We'll do that also just ahead. It is Monday. It is March 11. How you doing with the spring and ahead? Really light last night.
Yeah?
Light till 7:30.
It was.
I like it. And I didn't even notice it was dark this morning when it was starting to get light.
Right,
so
right.
I didn't even notice. So I'm enjoying this, and we're going to have 60 this week, so that'll feel good. And we have the Big Ten basketball tournament again from Chicago. Illinois plays Northwestern 8 p.m. on Wednesday. All right, back in a moment. We'll check your Fox News, and Senator Bill Brady will join us from Bloomington. It's ESPN 93.5 on this Monday morning. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. It's 7:30. Time for Fox News.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's budget proposal has been delivered to Congress.
The president seeks $8.6 billion in new border wall funding, in addition to money to establish a space force as a separate branch of the military. Some of the spending reductions would hit government safety net programs.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A woman charged in the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother is now back home in Indonesia.
Siti Aisyah was one of two women accused of smearing Kim Jong-nam's face with nerve agent VX at an airport in Malaysia 2 years ago. Malaysian prosecutors today dropping the charge without giving a reason. The second woman remains in custody.
Fox's Simon Owen, the women have said they thought they were taking part in a TV show prank. A high school baseball coach and his wife are electrocuted in Bristol, Florida. They are installing a new scoreboard to replace one destroyed by Hurricane Michael in October. Their son was hurt. Other players and parents were there. This is Fox News.
Well, if you get a rock chip or something going on with your windshield, you can get that fixed. You don't have to let that thing crack, 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 crack. Go to American Eagle Auto Glass. They do the job right the first time for anything, windshields, windows, car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Authorities need the public's help in identifying and finding a suspect in an attempted robbery of a Circle K from last month. Crime Stoppers want information about the incident that happened at the Circle K at 1503 Neal Street early in the morning on February 22nd. A man pointed a handgun at an employee and demanded money. The suspect left when the employee locked herself in an office. Officers also are working to identify customers who were at the Circle K just before the incident. Three people are recovering from their injuries after a three-vehicle crash near Pasotum on I-57 Friday evening. State police say two minivans and an SUV were all headed south on I-57 when the driver of one of the minivans, 38-year-old Pranav Patel, tried to pass the SUV. Patel got too close and hit the front of the SUV. Then the van went off the road. The driver overcorrected, went back onto the highway, and hit another minivan. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Do you avoid going through the drive-through windows because you have to open your door to place your order? Is the dog wanting the window down to get the spring air in his face?
Ah!
Are the kids embarrassed by the rock chips in the windshield? We'll make the family happy and spring into getting it all fixed. Call American Eagle Auto Glass at 443-GLASS. Their certified technicians can repair your window regulator, fix your rock chips, or replace any needed auto glass. American Eagle Auto Glass, 443-4527. Clearly the right choice.
Check your weather. ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 46, down to 26, partly cloudy conditions as the day goes on. More clouds tomorrow, high 50, low 40. Mild for Wednesday and Thursday as we get above 60. Morning showers, windy, expected on Wednesday especially. Sunshine on Thursday. Right now the temperature's at 31, ESPN 93.5.
Well, it's good to welcome Senator Bill Brady. He's in Bloomington. Senator, how are you?
Good to be with you, Stevie.
Nice to have you back.
Hopefully, we're
we're getting into spring with the daylight savings time.
Yeah, we like that for sure. Okay. Senator, I've lamented about marijuana and all that stuff. It's totally going to be legal here. Call me Washington or California or Los Angeles, California, whatever you want to call me. I'm against that. What's your stance on legalizing marijuana in this state?
Well, you know, we currently have medical marijuana. And
good with that. I'm fine with that. That's just something to help somebody really sick. Fine with me. Fine.
Now, as you indicated, there's a push to be like Colorado or other states and let it be recreational for adults. The concerns I have are focused in what experts tell me, and that comes from law enforcement, the medical community, as well as the business community. And I don't think it's moving society forward. Stevie, like you, I think I'm a libertarian at heart, but there needs to be some government regulations for the better good of our society, and I just have some concerns. Now, I will say I understand the argument from some of my friends who support it. It's already on the streets. It's enhancing criminal behavior. We're not getting tax revenues. Those are all good arguments. I just don't think good enough to move forward on the issue of legal recreational marijuana.
Yeah, I think you and I are aligned there, but I do think it's a freight train. I think it's happening, right?
Well, you know, in my business, you learn to count noses or votes, and I feel that the only thing that would stop it is if for some reason those who are fairly radical in their leftist views on this go too far. I don't see that happening, so I believe it likely will happen. It's just how it happens, and you know, like many things, even though we may not be supportive of some things, we've got to add some ideas that should be considered when making something legal, even if you're against it. So there will be a lot of debate, a lot of input, and where I wish it wasn't going to happen, I agree with you. I think the votes are there for it to happen. Now, then the point becomes, how do you, you know, make it so that it's not a terrible thing, or you know, some provisions in there that do work better than others.
What's your perspective on the changing landscape? 50% of millennials want socialism. Kamala Harris, who's got 7% support right now with the Democrats president, Kamala Harris says let's legalize sex work, prostitution. I don't know what's happening. I'm against that. I mean, if you say, you got to get with the times. Listen, that's just a wrong direction for the United States.
Yeah, there are getting with the times and allowing people personal liberty and personal freedom is something that needs to be discussed. But there is a trend to go way too far, in my opinion. And our culture, our quality of life, our moral behavior is something that I think is important.
Okay. Other things that have your eyebrows raised in our state, Senator?
Well, last week, the governor initiated his rates on what he proposes under a constitutional revision to provide Illinois with a graduated income tax. And we're on the surface, it sounds good. It almost leads one to believe it's too good to be true. And I certainly do. The first question here is, why do we need $3.4 billion? Where are the reforms in state government to provide protections, and why do we need that number? The second big concern we have with this proposal, as I indicated, it was masterfully crafted to sound good, but what protections are there in the future for the middle class and others? And so needs to be put a lot of thought into this. This doesn't have any protections, I believe, down the road for the middle income families that are leaving the state by the thousands.
Yeah. Minimum wage. Any thoughts on the boost there? What, six years you'll be at $15 an hour or something?
And, you know, Stevie, you and I both want to see higher wages and a better quality of life and less government dependency for everybody. But the Democrats think they can mandate that by legislative fiat. And that just doesn't work. The last governor to do this was Rod Blagojevich, and we saw an exit of 50,000 jobs. Businesses you know, don't have the immediate opportunity to do that. And if you're going to increase wages by 10%, and in this case, much more than that, most businesses are going to have to look at, okay, I'm going to have to lay 10% of my people off because people aren't going to pay more money for my sandwiches right away. And so we believe that economic tools that reinvigorate the economy will create higher wages naturally through supply and demand. But artificial fiat or mandate by government just doesn't work. And I think more people will be harmed than helped in this.
Do you think Democratic leadership understand the exodus from the state? And how could they possibly give me a legitimate answer to why would a particularly big business move to the state without giving them billions and billions of tax credits? They're just not going to come here.
Yeah. I don't think they do. I think one of the problems we have is economically, we are two states. If you drive into Chicago, my Democratic colleagues will point to, look at all the cranes in the air. Look at all the construction going on. Look at what's happening here. You've got companies moving from to Chicago. So, yeah, right? We saw ADM's execs move to Chicago. We saw Caterpillar's executive offices move to Chicago. But those have very damaging and dampening effects on us here in downstate Illinois. We're not seeing the job growth that we need to see down here. And I think the fact that, you know, geographically, most of the state is represented by Republicans. The Democrats get their power and their numbers from the Chicago area. So I don't think they understand the plight and the drain on the economy outside of Cook County that we down here are working to overcome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you run the deal, you run the deal, you can get kind of confident in that. I mean, people kind of crazy have proposed a two-state deal. That's never going to happen, but I think south of 80, I think we're all kind of normal, aren't we?
Well, we certainly think we have a different perspective.
Yeah, we do.
A sense of our reality that clearly some of the public policy makers in Cook County don't share.
Yeah. State Farm, are they exiting my state? I mean, certainly some people have already...
Oh, don't say that,
no.
Steve. Don't say that.
I'm just worried because they took some and left, right? I mean...
Well, State Farm, I believe their only real estate holdings, office-wise, are right here in Bloomington Normal.
You bet.
Now, they rent space elsewhere.
Okay.
And, you know, I think they rent space over in Champaign. But these other, you know, they're... business model has changed. They need to adapt with it. Very competitive model with some of the other insurance companies. But I believe their roots being here in central Illinois, and they will maintain that. And as their needs for employment and where those people want to be employed and where a good place to employ people are, may have concentrated into a couple areas outside of Bloomington Normal. Bloomington Normal is still strong and vibrant. And will continue to be the mother hub, as they've indicated. They talked a lot about these three hubs. Well, the mother hub is Bloomington Normal. I don't see any signs of that changing, and hope certainly it won't.
Well, you got Bloomington Normal with, you know, State Farm, Country Insurance, Growmark, ISU. I mean, you got some really nice. We're not quite as diversified in Champaign-Urbana as you are over there, and it's a great town. I love Bloomington Normal. We've been there a bazillion times. And you got Gabby going.
Go Redbirds.
Yep. Okay.
Go Redbirds.
Senator Bill Brady, how do people get hold of you if they had questions or anything? I should do that every time, but what's the best way to get hold of you?
The phone books seem to be obsolete anymore, so the website.
Yeah.
SenatorBillBrady.com is probably the best way to start. But, you know, emailing us is the easiest way if you can put your thoughts into writing and we can respond. But always feel free to give us a call at either my Springfield office or my Bloomington office.
Senator, always a pleasure. Thanks for the time.
Great to be with you.
All right. Senator Bill Brady in Bloomington this morning.
SenatorBillBrady.com.
ESPN 93.5. We're going to check your sports headlines coming up.
Hey, I'm Joel Kusky with Kusky Landscaping. I believe our business is all about you and your unique needs.
I was sold from the beginning. He came over to the house. What I really liked about him was the questions that he asked me. He was like, what do you envision this space being? So what I was impressed with was his creative mind and how he pulled things out of what Mitch and I wanted and kind of created something that we weren't quite sure about at first. And then as it began to grow and evolve, we love it.
I'm Joel Kusky. You can connect with me on our website at Kusky.com. That's K-O-U-S-K-I.
Hey Siri.
Go ahead.
Where can I find fish on Fridays for Lent?
You need to go to Rosati's Pizza in Urbana for fish.
Okay, thanks.
It's the freshest fish in town.
Yeah, I got it.
If I had a mouth, I would eat it too. But I don't, so you should go get one today.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'll go to Rosati's.
Do you know where they're located?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Oh, the fish is so good at Rosati's.
Wow, she really likes the fish.
I really like the fish.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Celebrate Stone Creek Golf Club's 20th season with a yearly membership pass now on sale. For wintertime dining, enjoy Addie's Bar and Grill. It's open to the public year-round. Make daily lunch or dinner an occasion with party and event rooms for your friends and clients. Their warm atmosphere and 11 TVs for viewing sports makes dining an inviting alternative. Delicious entrees, sandwiches, and appetizers with drinks make Addie's your favorite neighborhood eatery. Take some time to dine off South Windsor in Urbana.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Don't miss the 9th annual Stevie J Broadcasting Caravan to Busch Stadium as we enjoy the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs Sunday, June 2nd at 1:15. We only have two buses this year and tickets are now on sale at the ESPN 93.5 studios. For $259 per ticket, get seats in the National Car Rental Suite with all food and beverages included, or buy your infield terrace ticket for only $139. Ticket prices include motor coach transportation. Get more details today online at ESPNCU.com.
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me. I have a $259 ticket and a $139 ticket, and the $259s go first.
Uh-huh.
So those are selling. I do not have a lot of those suite tickets. That's all the food and the beverage and stuff.
That's right.
So if you want to go, it's going to sell out because I only have two buses this year.
That's right.
Here you go, 359-2255. If you want to reach us, text me. Let's check your sports headlines.
Of course, we're talking about that 9th annual Stevie J Broadcasting bus trip to Busch. Cubs versus Cardinals Sunday, June 2nd, 1:15 start. So we typically leave around 8. And because it's a Sunday and we've got church going on at First Christian Church, we'll essentially be across the street there at Health Alliance.
Yep.
And Carl at the fields and all that.
Yeah.
So a pretty cool location. I had friends that were checking out the El Toro there this weekend.
Opened up, is it?
Is it opened up?
I don't know.
Wow.
I know Distill's going next summer.
Uh-huh.
So
good stuff happening in that area of Champaign. Penn State over Illinois. That final was 72-56. We were debating the 11-20 regular season record that we have, and is that the most losses? And it appears that it is. Now, Daskal had chimed in back in the early teens of the 1900s. We were 1-10, so percentage-wise.
Okay, then.
If that makes you feel any better, Stevie.
Not a lot.
Okay. So we're an 11 seed going into the Big Ten tournament. And on Wednesday at 8, we'll face Northwestern, who is a number 14 seed. So
you play till Friday, then it's like, okay, let's go. If you play and you beat Northwestern, it's like, okay, good. And if you beat Iowa, who's a mess, and then I think everybody leaves pretty happy. If you lose to Northwestern, it's gonna be a big old thump. what happened? We just blipped up and then we went bad again. So we have to, we really have to beat Northwestern.
Okay.
And we beat them twice, but I think it'd probably be a pretty good game. So
that's right. Number 21, Wisconsin over Ohio State, 73-67 yesterday. And in baseball, we had a sweep of Grand Canyon University. 9-2 was the final yesterday.
Here's Danny Hartlib has a pretty good team.
Yes.
Last time we started 10-3 was 2015 when we won 50 games
that year.
That was a good, really good run.
Yeah. We
had the NCAA tournament and all that stuff. So
home opener for the baseball team is Friday at 4 against SIU.
There's going to be a lot of people at that.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Detroit over the Bulls, 131-108 yesterday. 76ers beat the Pacers, 106-89 in racing. Kyle Busch on top of the leaderboard on ice. Arizona at Chicago to face the Blackhawks tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Hey, Miss Johnson, what's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time, you hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana.
Shop away those winter blues and visit Game Day Spirit, where select men's and women's apparel is 30% off now. Ladies can shop great deals on Illinois-branded business attire in missies and plus sizes, perfect for the office. Gentlemen gravitating towards a sharp casual look will find 47 brand apparel marked down as well. Exclusions may apply. Check deals online at GameDaySpirit.com and try one of your favorites on in the store.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, we've got some clouds this morning, but partly cloudy by this afternoon with a high 46. 26 are low tonight. More clouds and a high 50, low 40 expected for tomorrow. Morning showers, afternoon sunshine on Wednesday. High 62. Same for Thursday as we get up to 63 and a little 36. Sunny and windy for us. I know my ISU Redbird is down in Florida experiencing spring break. So she was just checking in that she has landed in Clearwater.
Good news.
Right now, our temperature is at 32 on ESPN 93.5.
Honda BMW, where you can go find a fabulous vehicle. It can be Honda. It can be BMW. They sold more Hondas in February than they've ever done before in February. So they're moving these out, and I'm telling you, I like the new CR-V I have. It's got a lot of neat features, and you can have one too. All you have to do is stop by off Neil at Brewwash in Savoy. You can go to the website, get us started at drivechampagne.com. They are an award-winning dealership. That's cool and hard to get. I mean, I don't hear any other dealerships talking about an international award. It's just hard to get them. You have to check a lot of boxes to get a Honda President's Award. Check them out. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone off Neil at Brewwash in Savoy. DriveChampagne.com. DriveChampagne.com. All right, Sticks coming to the State Farm Center. If you would like to go, you have to name this tune. It's appropriate. Because why would you want to go if you can't name the town?
There you go. Saturday, March 30th.
359-2255. Name this tune. Good luck. That's all you get.
Okay, I think that's all we need.
All right. Just in case you're not sure. I mean, you know this, right?
Right.
All right, you call it, text it. Text
that's
it.
Right.
359-2255. Come up with the name of that song, and you'll win. You want to do a number, or your call.
We've
got all Diane's responsibility.
Oh, thanks a lot, Stevie.
Yeah, you got this.
All right, the first correct six texts.
The sixth one?
Yeah.
We're going to get like 100.
I know. We've got a lot coming in.
Okay.
This is a quicker turnaround.
You do it.
Okay.
Great job.
Okay.
754.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Every month we try and celebrate law enforcement. Officer George Sandwich, why did you want to do this?
I just always liked doing different things as I was coming up, getting older, coming out of high school, and got into the Army Guard, and eventually it kind of led me into a law enforcement job.
And you understood that there's danger, and you got to wear a lot of equipment every day, and you liked it.
Yeah, now, the wonderful thing about police officer is that when you're working shift, is you kind of make your day as far as this is your district and this is your job. It's not the same old sitting in an office and day-to-day routine. You get out and you make your day.
But it's got stupid dangerous over the last 3 or 4 or 5 years where people look at police and they don't have the respect they used to. Can we get that back?
Some of the things that are happening now, they happened 20-plus years ago when I first started. It's just, I think you just hear about it more of it now.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
I'm Ginny Cosolo with your Fox Business Network tax tip. No more exemptions for kids after this.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
The new tax law doubles the standard deduction, but eliminates the exemption for you and your kids. It's a break for some parents.
One kid, no kids, they'll be better.
CPA Fred Slater of MS 1040 says it is a big change.
It was over $3,000 a year that you got for each exemption, so a family of four was getting basically over $12,000.
Slater says if you have a bunch of kids, that exemption is gone.
You have a large enough family, your taxes are actually probably going to go up.
You also lose the exemption for taking care of an elderly parent. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
To the folks at Kelly's Accounting for reminding us of all these new tax laws. They've got the tax types, including individual, corporate, and trust, and partnership, including estate. Plus, they do payroll and bookkeeping. Kelly's Accounting, 762-5509.
Martin?
Yes, sir.
Do you know the name of the song?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's Come Sail Away.
You win!
Very good.
Free tickets!
All right.
Yeah,
great.
Might be too darn loud in there. Be careful with your ears, you know. Martin, you enjoy, my friend. Congratulations.
I'm sailing away.
Sticks coming March 30th.
So we had a few ladies on this, and that was probably a good guess.
Lady was a big song.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And they both do kind of start out the same.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But we'll do it again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Martin wins, ESPN 93.5. We'll be back. We have Fox News coming up. How about that 116-year-old woman?
Yeah.
You see that?
I saw that.
Plus, I'll give you my story of when I talked to a 116-year-old woman.
Wow.
It was a good phone call.
Okay, good.
Anyway, stand by. 8 o'clock hour coming up next. ESPN 93.5.
Carry on.
get a new heating or cooling system without breaking the bank? The Advantage Program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you a high-quality home comfort system for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new heating or cooling system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured.